弟兄姐妹平安，我们一起来读一段圣经，在你们节目单的背面。
Everyone, good night. So right now, we're going to read some scriptures that's printed out for you at the back of the bulletin.
不管是中文或者是英文，我们一起同声来读。
Please read in your native language.
但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，幕后却使这沿海的路约旦河外外邦人的加利地得着荣耀。在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。你使这国民繁多，加增他们的喜乐，他们在你面前欢喜，好像收割的欢喜，像人分乳物那样的快乐，因为他们所负的重轭和肩头上的杖，并欺压他们人的棍，你都已经折断，好像在米甸的日子一样。战士在乱杀之间所穿戴的盔甲，并那滚在雪中的衣服，都必作为可烧的，当作火柴。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。今天是圣诞夜，是一个普天同庆的日子，世界上的每一个角落都有人在圣诞夜来庆祝耶稣基督的降生。
Tonight we come to worship Jesus Christ on Christmas Eve.Today, all over the world, there are people who are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
根据圣经的记载，两千多年前的一个夜晚，神的儿子耶稣基督他降生在犹太的伯利恒。
According to the Bible, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born more than two millennia ago in the Jewish town of Bethlehem.
耶稣的降生应验了一个古老的预言。
The birth of Jesus fulfills an ancient prophecy.
在很久以前，有一个叫做以赛亚的先知，受到圣灵的感动，预言将来会有一位婴孩降生。他说，这个婴孩是神赐给世人的礼物，他将会有四个名字。
Long ago, the prophet Isaiah received a vision from the Holy Spirit and foretold the coming of a child. This infant was to be God's gift to the world. He was given four names.
先知说，有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Here is what the prophet Isaiah said. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father.The Prince of Peace.
这个预言告诉我们，将会有一个婴孩为我们而生，他是神赐给大家的一个礼物。
This prophecy tells us that an infant child was born for our sake. He was God's gift to us.
这个婴孩有四个非常不寻常的名字。第一个名字是奇妙的测试，第二个名字是全能的神，第三个名字是永在的父，第四个名字。是和平的君。
He had four very unique names. The first name is Wonderful Counselor. The second name is Mighty God. The third is Everlasting Father. And the fourth, the Prince of Peace.
就是在古往今来，古今中外，有哪些人，在人类历史当中，有谁担得起这四个名字？
Think about these four names.Who throughout human history can live up to these four titles?
是亚历山大大帝，是凯撒大帝，是汉武帝，唐太宗，华盛顿，林肯，有谁能够担得起这四个名字？
Is it Alexander the Great? Is it Julius Caesar? Or how about emperors of China? What do you think about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln? Who can live up to all four of these names?
答案是除了耶稣基督，没有任何人担得起。
The truth is, other than Jesus Christ, no one can.
很少有人可以称为奇妙的测试，更少有人可以称为和平的君，而除了耶稣基督，没有一个人可以称为全能的神和永在的父。
Very few people in human history can be called Wonderful Counselor. Even fewer can live up to the title Prince of Peace. And unless the man is Jesus Christ, no one can be fit the title Everlasting Father, let alone Mighty God.
事实上，以赛亚所说的它是一个关于弥赛亚的预言，指的就是耶稣基督。
The truth is that what was foretold by the prophet Isaiah was about the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus Christ.
先知告诉我们，这位降生人间的婴孩，就是神为世人所预备的救主，而他有四个特质。
Isaiah tells us that this child was to be a savior sent by God for the sake of the world. He would have four unique attributes.
首先，这个婴孩是一个奇妙的测试。
First, this child is a wonderful counselor.
那耶稣是一位很奇妙的测试，他的教导与众不同，他所提供给我们的人生策略是建筑在一个人对神的信心上面。
First, this child is a wonderful counselor. Jesus is that wonderful counselor. His teachings differ from any other. He teaches us to build our lives upon faith in God.
耶稣教导我们总是要信靠神。
Jesus teaches us to trust in God.
耶稣叫我们不要忧虑，他说你们不要忧虑吃什么喝什么，你们生活所需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Jesus calls us not to worry. He said, do not worry about what you will eat or drink. Your Father in heaven already knows what you need in your life.
耶稣说你们虽然不好，尚且知道把好东西给自己的儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更是把好东西拿给求他的人吗？
He said, if even the wicked knows to give what is good to their children, how much more would your heavenly Father provide for the needs of those who ask him?
那耶稣他是告诉我们，人生的一切事情都是有神在做主，他要我们信靠神，在各种情况之下都要有盼望，要以积极的态度来面对人生。
Jesus tells us that in life, God is sovereign.So he wants us to trust in him, to have hope in all circumstances, and to be optimistic when faced with the realities of life.
耶稣教导我们对人总是要有爱心。
And Jesus teaches us to love one another.
他说如果你将善事做在弟兄当中一个最小的身上，就是做在主的身上。
He said, truly I tell you, whatever you do for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you do for me.
耶稣被钉在十字架上，但是却宽恕那些伤害他的人。他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
This is how Jesus showed his love. When he was being nailed to the cross, he prayed for his captors, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
耶稣说对他的门徒说：“我怎么样爱你，我怎么样爱你们，你们也要怎么样彼此相爱。”
He taught his disciples to love each other the same way he loved them.
那耶稣他是告诉我们说，人跟人相处最重要的就是要有爱心，要体谅，要饶恕，要相爱。
Jesus teaches that in human relationships, the most important thing is to love. To be considerate and to forgive one another is to love.
那耶稣也教导我们说，一个人做人要谦卑，要单纯，要乐观。
Now Jesus also teaches us to be humble, innocent, and optimistic.
他说凡是谦卑像一个小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
He said that whoever is humble like a child would be the greatest in the kingdom of God.
他说那些内心单纯的人，也就是清心的人，有福了，因为他们必得见神。
He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
耶稣告诉我们，信靠神的人有乐观的权利。他说在世上你们有苦难，但是不要害怕，因为我与你们同在。
And Jesus teaches us that those who put their faith in God has every right to be optimistic. He reassures us that in this world we will see trouble, but not to be afraid, for surely he is with us always.
耶稣他是最奇妙的测试，他说照着我的话去做的人，就是把你的人生建立在磐石上，就算是风吹雨打也不会倒塌，但是那些不照我的话去做的人， 却是把人生建立在沙土上，他必定会倒塌。
Jesus indeed is a uniquely wonderful counselor. He said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash."
这个婴孩第二个名字是全能的神。
Now this child's second name is Mighty God.
耶稣降生的时候，天使告诉约瑟，你要称他为以马内利，就是神与人同在。
When Jesus was about to be born, an angel told Joseph that the child is to be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
神成为人是一件最不可思议的事。要这件事情成就，神必须做出最大的牺牲。可是神却让它发生了，因为神爱世人。
God taking the form of a human child, who could have thought of such a thing? For God to humble himself to become a man,He must make the ultimate sacrifice, and yet that is exactly what God had done out of love for us.
全能又圣洁的真神，他降生在人间，成为一个普通人，就像我们，为的是要担当世人的罪，让那些信他的人得到洁净，永远可以跟神同在。
The Almighty, Holy God came to the world as a humble man in order to bear mankind's sins,so that whoever believes in him could be made holy and receive eternal life.
耶稣的降生、受难还有复活都显出他是全能的神。
Jesus' birth, crucifixion, and resurrection all point to the fact that he is indeed mighty God.
圣经告诉我们，基督降生就是那永恒的道成为肉身。
The Bible tells us that Jesus' birth is the Word of God becoming flesh.
圣经说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
It says in the Bible that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, full of grace and truth.We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son of God.
那耶稣基督他是道，道就是神。我们感谢主，也赞美主。两千多年前，基督他以他的大能、大爱降生在人间，是神成了肉身住在人的中间。
Jesus Christ is the Word, and the Word is God. Thank the Lord, praise the Lord.More than 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to us through his unsurpassed power and love. God became a man and lived among us.
有一句话说得很好，说基督的生是为了我们的死，基督的死是为了我们的生。
There's a saying, Christ's life is for our death, and Christ's death was for our life.
基督降生的目的是为了要担当世人的罪，为了人类的罪而死。那基督受难而死，是为了叫那些信他的人可以得到永远的生命。
The reason Christ came was to bear the sins of the world, to die for our sins. Christ had to suffer and die for our sins, so that those who believe in him would receive eternal life.
论到基督的死，圣经是这么说，他说基督本有神的形象，但是他不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
It says in the Bible that it was Jesus who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
既有人的样子，就存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
就是那位降生在马槽的婴儿，后来却死在十字架上，也就是全能的神，他倒空了自己，让自己死在十字架上。
This child who was born in a manger grew up to die on the cross. This is the Almighty God emptying himself and allowing himself to be sacrificed on the cross.
所以先知说有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。感谢神，这个后来死在十字架上的这个婴孩，其实是一份从神而来的永远的礼物。
This is why the prophet said, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Thank the Lord for the child who would eventually die on the cross, because he is God's gift of eternal life.
我们基督徒所相信的是一位又真又活的神，我们的主并没有留在十字架上，他已经复活了。
Christ followers believe in a true and living God. Our Lord did not stay dead on the cross. He is risen.
那圣经说，基督从死里复活，以大能显明他是神的儿子。
The Bible says that Christ was appointed the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead.
那就是这个婴孩，他是神的儿子，他以生命的大能胜过死亡。显明他不但是奇妙的测试，而且是全能的神。
This child, the Son of God, triumphed over death by the power of his life, demonstrating that he is not only a wonderful counselor, but also the mighty God.
这个婴孩的第三个名字是永在的父。
This child's third title is Everlasting Father.
圣经常常用两个比喻来解释神跟我们的关系。第一个是说神好像是一位牧羊人，他爱护自己的羊群。第二，神就好像是一位慈爱的父亲，永远不离弃他的儿女，永远看顾自己的孩子。
The Bible often uses two metaphors to describe God's relationship with us. First, God is the good shepherd who loves and cares for his sheep. Second,God is a loving father who never abandons his children, but unceasingly watches over them.
人的父亲总有一天会离开我们，因为人的生命有限。基督却是永远的父，他是亘古长存的神，他是永远不会离开儿女的父亲。
An earthly father will one day have to leave us because human life is temporary, but Christ is the everlasting father. He is God eternal.And he is the father who never leaves his children.
先知弥迦他曾经预言说，有一天基督要降生在伯利恒，他的根源从亘古就有。
The coming of Christ was foretold long ago by the prophet Micah, who predicted that Christ born in Bethlehem was actually from ancient times.
弥迦他说，伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来。在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
In Micah chapter 2 verse 2 it says, But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
耶稣他是永在的父，他说人看见我就是看见了父。
Jesus Christ is the everlasting Father, which is why he said, Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
那我们感谢神，他的作为非常的奇妙。降生在马槽的这个婴儿，他看起来是子，其实却是父。他是永在的父，永远不会离开他的儿女，永远看顾自己的孩子。
Praise the Lord, for he works in mysterious and wondrous ways. He was born in a manger as a baby.He appeared as a human son, but in reality, he was a father. He is the everlasting father who never abandons his children, but always cares for them.
这个婴孩的第四个名字是和平的君。
This child's fourth title is Prince of Peace.
那世界上的君王给人民带来的常常是战争，而不是和平。
Unlike Jesus, most kings and rulers of the world come to power through war, not through peace.
那耶稣基督他却是一位和平的君王。
But Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace.
而且他所带来的不但是人民之间的和平，还有自己内心的和平。
He brought not only peace among his people, but an inner peace of the Spirit.
那更重要的是，只有基督才能够带给人跟神之间的和平。
On top of that, and this is the most important part, Only Christ can bring peace between man and God.
我们看一看跟自己的和平。
Let us take a look at inner peace.
就是大家看这个时代啊，就是物质越来越发达，那科技也是越来越进步，可是你看人的心里面却是越来越不平安。得精神病的人，需要接受心理治疗的人，比任何时候都更多。
These days, despite the rise in materialistic affluence and all the advancements in science and technology, many people actually experience less and less inner peace. As a result, more people than ever before suffer from psychiatric disorders and need psychiatric treatment.
可是信耶稣的人却有平安。
But those who believe in Jesus possess an inner peace.
耶稣说，我把我的平安留下给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
This is what Jesus said, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you.
那耶稣他是把属天的平安赐给那些信他的人，不是每一个人啊，赐给那些信他的人。那这个平安能够保守一个人的心怀意念，使他不受骚扰。
Jesus gives heavenly peace to those who trust in him. This deeper peace protects the heart and mind from being disturbed.
那这个平安是借着一个人的信心而来临的。你如果是用信心接待耶稣，那就是把耶稣所赐的那个平安也一起接进来。
This peace comes from faith. If you receive Jesus into your heart by faith, then you also receive the peace that Jesus brings.
还有你看到的就是信耶稣的人他彼此之间有和平，而这个和平是在基督徒的家庭当中特别明显。
What you'll also notice is that those who believe in Jesus have peace with one another, and this peace is especially evident in Christian families.
那家人相处的时间最多，摩擦也最多。
Because we spend so much time with family, it is often the biggest source of conflict.
世界上有很多的家庭破裂，可是那些真心信主的人，他家里就算是有摩擦，最后却是有和平。
As a result, this world has many broken families. But those who truly trust in the Lord ultimately retains peace in the family despite the common family friction.
这是因为有主耶稣基督使我们和睦，就像圣经所说的，因为他是我们的和睦。耶稣把两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Christ can establish harmony among us. It says in the Bible, For he himself is our peace, who has made the two group one, and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
和平的君，信耶稣最大的好处就是，耶稣基督把我们从一个与神为敌的人变成一个与神相合的人。
Prince of Peace, the greatest benefit of believing in Jesus is while we were still God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through Jesus, His Son.
我们还没有信主的时候，因为有罪，轻一点的他就远离神，觉得自己不需要神。
While we were still unbelievers, we were filled with sin, we were alienated from God.
那在中间的他就干脆否认神，就认为信神是迷信。
Some people may think that God is just superstition or that you don't need God. But what is even more extreme is when we actively oppose God or insult His name.
那严重的他会抵挡神，会亵渎神。
Even more extreme was when we actively oppose God or insult His name.
圣经说这样的态度从轻到重都叫做与神为敌。
The Bible says that this rebellious attitude in its least and even most extreme forms is what made us enemies of God.
那造成这种与神为敌的状态的原因是因为人的罪。
We became enemies of God because of our sin.
要将一个人的情况从与神为敌变成与神相合，就必须解决罪的问题。
So the problem of sin must be settled if we are to change our predicament from alienation to reconciliation with God.
基督降生于人间就是要解决人类罪的问题。
The reason Christ came among us is to settle that problem of mankind's sin.
一个人只要用信心来接待耶稣，神就赦免我们一切的罪，我们就被神称为义人。
A person only needs to receive Jesus by faith to have all his sins forgiven and to be called righteous by God.
圣经说我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
It says in the Bible, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣降生那一天，天使报告好消息说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
On the day Jesus was born, angels came to proclaim the good news, saying, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.
主基督有四个名称，先知说他名称为奇妙的测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
The Lord Jesus has four titles. According to the prophet, he is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
那有了耶稣就有这四样。
Once you have Jesus, you have all four of these.
你的人生就有奇妙的测试带领，有全能的神保护，有永在的父看顾，还有和平的君为你做主。
Once you have Jesus, your life gains the guidance of the wonderful counselor, the protection of the mighty God, the care under an everlasting father, and the prince of peace as your Lord.
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，耶稣基督他才是真正圣诞的礼物。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Jesus Christ is the true gift of Christmas.
在今天这个庆祝耶稣基督降生的夜晚，但愿每个人都有一颗真诚的心，接待耶稣基督到心里来。
As we come together to celebrate the birth of Christ, may each of you sincerely invite Jesus Christ into your heart.
祝大家圣诞快乐。
Wish everyone a Merry Christmas.